In a world where we are constantly bombarded with information, how do we make sure our voices are heard? How do we break through the noise and get our message across? In her new book, Breaking Through, Communicating to Open Minds, Move Hearts, and Change the World, Sally Sussman, Pfizer's trailblazing communications leader, shares her insights on how to communicate effectively in today's complex and challenging world. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Sally Sussman, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Pfizer. In 2020, I found myself at the helm of one of the most urgent, high-stakes public dialogues of our times. Those moments created an intention for me. I wanted to break through the noise and fear and persuade millions by making complex science accessible, building confidence in our life-saving vaccine, and in the process, changing their assumptions about Big Pharma. That intention also became a mission for me and my team in the months that followed, inspiring us as we found new ways of working more courageously and openly with people inside and outside the company, and forming new alliances across a spectrum of stakeholders. Those months, when the eyes of the world were on us, also crystallized for me a lifetime of experiences into principles that helped me succeed. I now want to give some of that wisdom to you to assist you in your journey. In my book, Breaking Through, I share lessons not only from the pandemic, but from my life and career, from lessons I learned growing up as a kid in St. Louis, to working on Capitol Hill, to the corridors of corporate America, including senior positions at American Express and the Estee Lauder Company. In my book, I share 10 principles for communicating to open minds, move hearts, and change the world. However, there are 5 essential thoughts that I want to discuss with you today. First, communications is not a soft skill. It's a rock-hard competency. A communication skill set is as crucial as any other discipline to business success today. The tenor of your voice, your word choices, and the attitude you bring to any human encounter allow you to reach and relate to others more profoundly. It's something Ken Chenault, CEO of American Express, did in the wake of 9/11. Having recently been named CEO, Ken gathered employees together in a town hall session and spoke movingly. He was able to unite employees and inspire them to find a way to move forward. Now more than ever, a communication skill set is essential to help you work to accomplish great things with others. Second, brilliant communications begin with a clear intention. What do you want to convey? Why are you talking? How do you want the listener to feel? Answering these questions and sharpening your focus is essential to delivering your message with clarity and impact. You should locate and land your intention before you start, even for basic things like a phone call or an email. It's not always easy, but it is worth the effort. Whenever you have something important to say, you need to set a clear and bold intention for that narrative. You should embrace the power of a pause and use it strategically. In conversation, pausing briefly helps you collect your thoughts. In speeches, silence is a powerful way to underscore a point you just made. So make sure you have a clear intention in mind when you begin a task, and embrace the power of a pause. Take that extra minute to think about what do you want to say. Third, being a powerful communicator is the first step to being a great leader. Having worked with 9 chief executive officers, I have seen that only exceptional communicators can inspire people, create momentum, and drive meaningful change. Most often, people talk about their victories, but reflecting in a way that honors your wins and owns your failures will give you greater impact. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban once commented about a star player who missed a game-tying free throw shot. He said, "He made the first shot and we missed the second." Q Cuban was reminding us that sports depend on teamwork to succeed, and players are in it together. We should give credit when an individual exceeds expectations, but we all take the fall together. Humility is also an essential principle of communications. It opens up others to hear you and align with your mission. Think about some of the great leaders you admire who are also humble. The unexpected nature of it is powerful in its own way. Leaders also have the courage for candor. They take chances because they are willing to suffer short-term consequences for longer-term gains in trust building. They demonstrate bravery and are rewarded with peace and pride. Similarly, you must encourage those around you to be candid and welcome it. Isolation is a grave danger to leaders. Remember, communicating with others is what will help you move mountains. Reflection, humility, and candor can help. Fourth, it's harder today than ever to break through the static and noise. However, anyone can be an outstanding communicator. One surprising thing that can help is being relentlessly curious. Curiosity opens our minds and allows us to become more creative. It also leads us to learn new things, which helps us to see and make new connections between ideas, which is creativity in action. This can help you come up with new approaches. I also believe in the power of thank you notes. When I worked for Leonard Lauder, chairman of the Estee Lauder Company, I saw how he wielded the power of gratitude to break through to people. From watching him and from my own observations, I've witnessed that showing generosity can undermine someone's negativity, disarm them, and turn their mood or demeanor around. Similarly, my current boss, Albert Bourla, has used humor very effectively at times to diffuse tense situations. Humor, appropriately employed, can help you communicate tough feedback, beat back corporate bureaucracy, or let your idea shine. Breaking through is possible. You can do it. Lastly, seeking harmony is more important than ever. In our highly divided world, surely, we don't all see things in the same way. Rather than argue, I would instead suggest we should find more ways to disagree agreeably. We need to encourage people to coexist with varying opinions and to demonstrate respect for other people's points of view. What I've done is adopt Harvard Kennedy scholar Robert Livingston's rules for a productive conversation and made three of them my own. First, commit to active listening. Listening for understanding, not to prepare your response or rebuttal. Take time to respond thoughtfully, not merely react. Next, do not be ashamed of vulnerability. Let people know how you're feeling, that it's tough. They may cut you some slack. It's natural to be uncomfortable in stressful moments. By allowing yourself to be unguarded, you are open to more possibilities. Finally, co-create solutions. There may be no easy results in the moment. However, a remedy conceived of and supported by many has a greater chance of success. Remember, if you can't agree with someone, at least seek harmony. Find common ground so you can move forward. I hope you found these five insights helpful and that I've inspired you to think more carefully about how you communicate with others. This may have prompted you to try some new approaches that will help you be heard and understood. If you'd like to learn more, I hope you'll check out my book, Breaking Through, which can help you communicate with greater authority and authenticity. And I look forward to hearing what resonated most with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Sally. That was Sally Sussman with five big ideas from Breaking Through, Communicating to Open Minds, Move Hearts, and Change the World. You might also like our book bite for Moonshot, Inside Pfizer's 9-month Race to Make the Impossible Possible by Albert Bourla. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.